Good morning. I'm Elaine McClure. I was born in 1939 and have always lived here in the Baltimore area. My parents were Christians, and I attended church regularly during my formative years. A few years after graduating from nursing school, I married John, had four children, and continued my church attendance. However, my born-again experience didn't occur until 1985. In the winter of 1985, John left to go on a two-month assignment to Korea. At that time, I was serving on a community-based education committee along with five or six other people. I struck up a friendship with one of the women on the committee, mostly due to the fact that our views and opinions were always conservative. This woman, being rather blunt as she was, asked me one day why I was attending the church that I had been going to since it was a liberal church. I responded by telling her that I had been becoming increasingly uncomfortable there, so she invited me to attend a Wednesday night service at her church, which I did. It was that night that I was exposed to the teaching and preaching from the Bible, and I've had a hungering for the word ever since. After a visit from her pastor and being asked the EE question, my personal walk and relationship with Jesus began. In retrospect, my walk was preparing me for the trial that was to come later. Backtracking a little, on March the 8th, 1970, I gave birth to identical twin girls, Judy and Jody. They were a delight and a joy to raise, with no major problems or issues. Jody got married in 1993, and Judy went off to live with friends in an apartment. One night in January 1996, we received a call from Judy around 10 p.m., asking us to come to her apartment. We thought this rather odd, and when we arrived, we found her in an extremely tearful, emotional state. What was discovered was that she had taken an overdose of pills and alcohol because she had been rejected by a lover, but not a male lover, a female lover. Double whammy for us, a suicide attempt and revelation of her being gay, all in one big gulp. We got Judy to the emergency room, and from there she was admitted to the psych unit for a week. In the meantime, we went home to grieve, and the questions were overwhelming. What about the money we had put aside for her one-day wedding? What about the grandchildren that we'd never have? Where to go? What to do? How to pray? Thus began my 15-year walk as a Christian parent of a gay child. Our prayer for guidance led us to Regeneration, which is a Christian homosexual healing ministry. For the first time in our lives, we met, talked, and prayed with an ex-gay man, so kind and gentle and filled with the love of Jesus. We have since attended many conferences, seminars, and meetings run by homosexual healing ministries that have included many wonderful speakers and testimonies. We have learned that change is possible, but that it doesn't always happen for everyone. I've read enough books to fill bookcases while always searching for the root causes and the answers to why. My conclusion is that it is just one of God's mysteries, and maybe when I get to heaven, the mystery will be unraveled for me. I've attended several Christian parent support groups over the years, and I've met many other parents that are walking in my shoes. The closets of our churches are filled with such parents who are afraid to come out for fear of how others will view their children or their situations. I have turned to the greatest book of all, His Word. It teaches me that we are to love one another unconditionally, and God is the only judge. Our prayer for Judy is that one day she will know just how wide, how long, how high, and how deep is the love of Jesus. And for me, that I will always seek His will and direction on the rest of my journey. Thank you.